G'day, Greg. Good morning. This is YTN News. One of the 12 activists charged for last week's attack on the Treaty of Waitangi display at Te Papa says she has no regrets. Catherine Murupainga Aiken from Ngāti Kuroa and Te Rārua was set to appear in court in Wellington today on a charge of intentional damage, but her case has been moved to Whangarei at a later date. She says the group Te Waka Hauora has repeatedly demanded the museum take down the English text in the display because only the Te Reo version is correct, and it staged a 181-minute sit-in at the museum in 2021. They acted because Te Papa refused to do anything.
There is only one actual internationally legally binding instrument. It is called Te Treaty or Waitangi, period, end of story.
Catherine Murupainga Aiken says while the protest wasn't a pushback against the coalition government, Te Waka Hauora is concerned about many of its policies. Māori iwi, business and environmental leaders, including Tracy Hopapa, Paul Morgan and Kingi Smiler, have joined freshwater experts in writing to Prime Minister Christopher Luxon to urge him not to make a terrible mistake on clean drinking water and healthy rivers. Cabinet has agreed to replace the 2020 National Policy Statement for Freshwater Management. The open letter says New Zealand's rivers, lakes and aquifers are in a dire state, and they'll only get worse if the policy is removed. Māori environmental planner Dr. Mahina Arangi Baker, who co-chairs the Kapiti Freshwater Planning Committee, says the statement's elevation of Te Mano Te Wai as the fundamental concept in freshwater planning has provided clear direction and certainty for communities and economies. It directs a common sense approach to ensure the health of water and universal access to drinking water is protected for future generations before other users. Te Mana o Te Wai also directs more appropriate levels of involvement of Māori in decision making, and the government's intention to diminish the Māori voice will ultimately diminish the quality of decision making about fresh water. And have plenty of rat tests in your Christmas stocking. That's the advice from Taka Whaiora Chief Medical Officer Rauri McCree-Jansen. He says whānau gather for the holiday season at the same time as the fifth wave of COVID-19 washes over the country. He's especially concerned for Māori and Pacifica aged 50 and over. You should make sure they're up to date with their boosters and then test if they feel unwell.
We're just encouraging people to isolate, take rat tests of your household contact, and that might be quite a big household, I guess, in our holiday settings. But also, if we've got people who are in the age range who get COVID, let's make sure they get access to the medicine.
Dr. Rauri McCree-Jansen, and the Hoa Mā, that's YTN News, which you'll always find on ytnnews.com.